This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I'm Lawin, a web developer from Sulaymaniyah, Kurdistan, Iraq. My question is, Allah knows what we want. Then why do we have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 186. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And when my servant calls upon me, say I'm close to him. I respond to the call of the caller. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is very close to us. And if we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will respond to our dua. He will respond to our supplication. Now if Allah knows what we want, why do we have to do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So that we know the difference between a person who is a theist and an atheist. A theist is a person who believes in God, and an atheist is a person who does not believe in God. So if everyone does not do dua, how will we know the difference between a theist and an atheist? A person who believes in God and a person who does not believe in God. In order to know the difference between a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a disbeliever in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dua. A believer will call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A disbeliever will not turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A believer will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A disbeliever may ask some deity, but the disbeliever will ask the false deity. So in order to differentiate between a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a disbeliever, dua is very important. If each and every human being does not do dua, then what is the difference between a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a disbeliever in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A true believer turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and supplicates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do dua to him is so that we recognize him as the creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's testing us and seeing whether we recognize him as the creator, as the cherisher, as the sustainer. And if we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our creator, as our sustainer, as our cherisher, then we will tend to follow his advice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's testing us believers. He's testing us human beings, that do we turn to him and do we ask dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And dua, it will benefit us. When we do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it does not benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way or form. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's testing us to see who among us turns to him and supplicates to him. So the more we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more it will draw us closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, there is a doctor. We praise the doctor, we revere the doctor. And when we praise the doctor, when we revere the doctor, we tend to follow his advice as far as medication is concerned. When we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we revere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our creator, as our sustainer, we will tend to follow his commandments and his advice. So when we do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it benefits us and it does not benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want to have peace, tranquility and satisfaction in this life and the next life, then we should do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dua, it is the weapon of a believer. Let us utilize this weapon in order to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, he used to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala no less than 100 times a day. Even though our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was promised paradise, yet he used to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he knew the importance of istighfar. He knew the importance of dua. How many times do we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a day? How much dua we do to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One of the best times to do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is during the last one third of the night, during the tahajjud prayer in as-sujood. Let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before it is too late. Let us do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want to have success in this life as well as the next, we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever our needs and wants are, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we will find peace and tranquility in our lives. So let us turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis. And this will help us in this life as well as the next life. The dua that we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be beneficial to us in this world as well as the next life. And the more we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we will be on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, that is the straight path. The more we do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will realize our mistakes and we will repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.